Okay. Who can tell me how we know from the lessons we've heard today about the antiquity of baseball? Who can tell me? It's right there on the front cover of your leaflet today. Paul, can you tell me?
No.
I warned somebody that I had a very old joke at the beginning of my sermon. This is the oldest joke I know. You can tell that baseball is an old sport because both this gospel and the book of Genesis begin in the beginning. Those memories. those memories of being cared for and loved as a child, Jesus was able to grow and to be the person who becomes the Christ. Mary shows carefully to say yes. Jesus was chosen to be the Christ, Son of God. And Jesus becomes that symbol, that person who brings God to us not as a theory. Oh, you know God on the mountain gives us the Ten Commandments. Oh, you know God speaks through the prophets. Oh, you know God comes to us in dreams. Oh, you know God wrestles with the chains. Oh, you know that God theory far away. Who was that God? Do we really know that God? Then through the door of our special place where we are separated from others because of who we are, God creeps in the person, not the spirit, not the peculiar possibility, but in the person of Jesus. In our private space, where we are kept apart from all the others, we are loved, we are cared for, we are enlightened, we are strengthened, we are lifted up, we are given opportunities, we are suddenly more than we imagined ourselves to be ever before. An angry bird came into church this morning. And I remarked on the angry bird because I am aware that you might want to be careful about angry birds. And then the little boy said, "No, it's only a hat." The little boy knew. The little boy in me needed to be reassured. Spoke to my little boy to say, "Oh, there's an angry bird," with reassurance. That is the presence of Christ preaching here, where we least expect and most need God. What shall we be in 2014? Shall we be the ones who creep in? The ones who are Jesus, the Christ, for those around us? Shall we be the bereft child, the sick boy in a special place, the sinful place, or the little girl terrified by life? And then will Christ creep in where we are? I suppose the answer to that prayer will be the question is yes. We will be both the one who needs Christ and Christ. As we come to the altar today, let us allow Christ in, creeping in through bread and wine. Let us also allow Christ to invite us to see the Christ in others, our friends, our foes, our neighbors, our enemies. People whose language we speak, people whose language we don't speak. People people we see every day, people we rarely or never see. Let us be beloved by Christ God, and beloveds. Let us be lovers. Under God, whose love was made flesh and his holy spirit. Hear us.